So Tyler Seguin locked up today. That's the big breaking news of the day.
Hey guys.
It's pretty
Jamie Benn.
It's pretty awesome. 8-year extension, and he's already got another year on his contract. So for the next 9 years, Seguin is locked up. He will be a Mav.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Jamie.
You just, guys can join Julie in the penalty box.
I'm just really happy about this talking Tyler sign.
You're not even moving your lips. What? How are you generating any?
He's a good player. It's great to have his contract.
Okay, well.
That's a pretty good Jamie.
It's all too accurate. Although maybe too many words are being strung together here.
It's good to be back.
If you're sitting in studio, I wouldn't expect to see that.
Really like your show, Dan.
So, and that would not be said either. play the exact cut that you played, please, in the ticker, Julie, from Tyler Seguin after signing his big contract extension. Where I think the lead in is that it's not just about the money for Seguin.
I wanted something fair, but I also didn't want to handcuff my team. You know, I want to win. You know, that's number one priority. You want to be well off and financially and everything, but you want to be able to have a cap with a team that can be successful.
But I'll tell you what, the man is so good. The man is so oppressive and has such a giant thumb to keep you under it. Somehow they have worked. They have turned the tables onto the players as well. And you see it all over. But it's even in Tyler's head. So the implication there is Connor McDavid, who you said makes 12 a year, 12.5?
Yes.
Doesn't want to win as much as Tyler Seguin wants to win. And it's kind of unfair to Connor McDavid. I'm sure if people met him, you'd say, oh, he's ultra competitive and all this, right? Like, I mean, it's done in basketball. Tim Duncan wanted to win more than
others.
Well,
basketball is a way different animal simply because there's really a fictional cap, right?
I mean, no, it's pretty hard.
No, teams exceed it all the time. They pay the tax.
You can't go add other players. I mean, you're capped. You can only keep your players, so can't really get better.
But I mean, Tom Brady, same thing. Tom Brady wants to win more than Romo.
I guess I'm saying the number of NBA players that take a significantly lesser deal. That's big news when Kevin Durant leaves $5 million a year on the table so that they can keep one more guy. That doesn't happen very often, partly because they...
And that's unfair to Kevin Durant to say, oh, he doesn't want to win or does want to win, or right? That's
it hasn't the stopped owners, anybody. Right?
But the owners have turned this onto the players. It's just I just feel like another victory for them. First of all, we all just complain about the player. Look at Aaron Rodgers, all that money he's making.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Man, I'd play for like $20,000 a year or well, let's just say $120,000 a year. You know what I mean? Like you've turned this onto the players where you got to think, what are the owners making if they can pay Aaron Rodgers $100 million without even blinking?
Yeah, I mean, I guess in this context, though.
It's true. It's really true that it helps the team out and helps other players.
Well, and
but it's unfair
and I think
to Tyler Seguin.
I think what Tyler isn't saying is probably something else on his mind, that he probably did feel uncomfortable making significantly more than Jamie Benn. He probably felt uncomfortable with that.
And that's also weird. Like, Ben's time came, and he signed the deal he could sign. You know, like, everybody's time comes.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, but they're people.
But it, yes.
And they got to work together, and they're probably buddies. I don't know how tight they actually are, or if that's just great for billboards, but...
I think they're friends, and I do think that might play in the room a little bit. And it probably helps in the room. It helps Tyler Seguin's image, but it's unfortunate that he can't make top dollar where any NHL owner can make as much as they want.
Well, he can make top dollar. He would just have to go through a year of answering questions about it.
Yeah.
He wanted to get a deal done. More power to him.
No, I think it's awesome that he did this. I just think it's unfair for the players overall. Just the system. You talk about English soccer all the time. You don't
I guess,
have a player that has to take less or
no, they certainly
or is
don't.
Thought of as nor less does, of a human because you took all this money.
Nor does baseball, but until the CBA changes to where it's just a free enterprise and there's just no limits whatsoever. While there are limits, there is a actual puzzle to put together for a hockey team. Like, if you do give Connor McDavid, like, if like people would say, okay, if it's a hard-capped league, if the NBA was actually hard-capped at $100 million, you cannot exceed it, and LeBron James becomes a free agent, how high would you bid to get that one player? Let's say he's 28 years old. 28-year-old LeBron James.
What are you saying? There's no cap or there's a hard cap?
There's a hard cap at $100 million. Yeah. Would you give 90 to get LeBron James? And if so, what else of a team can you put out there and how well can it be? So as this applies to the Dallas Stars, I hear what you're saying. I also understand that Tyler says, I got to go out there with this roster. We were a one-line team last season. That was not nearly good enough playing against teams that can roll two or three out there that can score goals. I desperately want to make this work. I think we have to at least touch on the fact that we thought maybe if you take less money, maybe this other deal can happen. The Erik Karlsson deal has happened. And he's not coming to Dallas. Erik Karlsson is now with the San Jose Sharks. I was asked by our very own Montemayor, did the Sharks give a ton, and how does it compare to what the Stars offered? The Sharks look like they gave a lot of smaller pieces, and their number one prospect from last year is Josh Norris, and he's in the deal, and he's going to Ottawa. But I don't think he's anywhere near Heiskanen. Was he better than Dallas's overall package offer, or did Ottawa just dig in that either you give us Heiskanen or we're not doing a deal with you? I don't have any idea, but now Karlsson is off the board. He goes to the Sharks for what amounts to four prospects, two picks, and two other conditional picks, including one that the Sharks would give up if they trade Karlsson back to the Eastern Conference before next summer. And he's on
Favre clause.
Yeah, the Favre clause. And he's on an expiring deal. So there you go. Karlsson not coming here. He's going to the Sharks, where they already have maybe two of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League with Brett Burns and Mark-Edward Vlasic. So now they have three. That's very, very nice. And they move forward with that. And the Stars have Sagan locked up through, I think, 2026.